From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. For years, the city of Fort Worth has been staring down the barrel of a $1.6 billion pension shortfall. Twice, the city's credit rating was downgraded because of the pension problems. But now, Fort Worth is making changes to put the pension fund into better shape. Workers from across city agencies, including police and fire departments, voted to approve a plan to shore up the Fort Worth Employees Retirement Fund. The results of the vote were announced on Monday. The long negotiations between city officials and labor leaders to keep the fund solvent got tense at times, but Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price says the deal that workers approved is a true compromise.
We got our labor groups, we got our general employees representatives in the room, and literally hammered this out. No one likes it, but sometimes that's the way mediations go. And in this case, I think it came out for a really good example of great local collaboration.
Starting this summer, city taxpayers will pay more into the pension fund. City workers will make higher contributions as well and take less generous benefits when they retire. Price expects the reforms will keep the fund in good shape for the next 5 to 10 years. Manny Ramirez from the Fort Worth Police Officers Association says he's glad the deal was approved. But he worries benefit cuts down the line will hurt the city's ability to recruit and retain a talented workforce.
The benefits as they are now with the changes, you know, it makes us right in the middle of the road. So I don't think that we can say that we've got an attractive benefit package anymore. You know, we can say that we're average.
Ramirez wants everyone to stay at the negotiating table so future fixes aren't as painful.